144 years ago today, an American city was waking up to a blanket of smoke. For the last 3 days, the city had been in flames. Over 2,000 acres of the city were ruined. Right through downtown, a swath 3/4 mile wide and 4 miles long had gone up in flames. 1/3 of the entire city's population lost their homes. That city, of course, was Chicago. The Great Chicago Fire of 1871. But as I researched a little bit, I saw most cities have their story of fire. Just a few years after the Civil War ended, Boston, the Great Fire of Boston, occurred, 1872. 65 acres of downtown, 776 of their structures downtown were destroyed by fire in Boston. In London, London was burned repeatedly, but 1666 was the most famous fire in London. There were 80,000 inhabitants of the city at that time. 70,000 of them lost their homes. You've heard of the Great Fire in Rome. Nero fiddled while Rome burned, they say, which is probably not true since the fiddle wasn't invented yet. But 10 of the 14 districts of Rome were reduced to ash. San Francisco's Great Fire occurred in 1906. 25,000 buildings, over 490 city blocks gone. Probably the greatest fire in modern times of a city occurred in Tokyo, 1923. There was an earthquake, then there was a fire. Over 140,000 people died in that fire. 570,000 homes. 1923. Soon after that, a remarkable way it happens, the city was rebuilt. Then it was incinerated again by B-29 bombers in World War II. Fires. Chicago, Boston, London, Rome, San Francisco, Tokyo, Sioux Falls, Grace Baptist Church. This church building will burn someday. Isn't that not true? Someday it will burn. Picture it. Someday will our homes. Someday the land, edifices all about us will burn. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:11, all these things shall be dissolved. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. God will send fire in judgment of sin. When you think about it, so has He done repeatedly in Bible history. 2 Peter 2:6, we read that God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Genesis 19, Lot saw the smoke of the country go up as the smoke of a furnace. Exodus 9 tells us that the Lord sent thunder and hail mingled with fire to plague the Egyptians. Then you have those two rascal sons of the great high priest, the nephews of Moses, the son of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu. There went out fire from the Lord and devoured those two sons, and they died before the Lord, Leviticus 10:2. We recall the people at Taberah, Numbers chapter 11 and verse 1. They complained, it displeased the Lord. The Lord heard it, His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. We think of the rebellion, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. 250 men of renown against Moses, saying, "You take too much upon yourself." We read in Numbers 16:35, "And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men." Listen. The heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. This we know, right? It's all going to burn. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 and 8. Would you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Because we understand that in the future, the works of Christians shall be, as it were, subjected to fire. The works of Christians. 1 Corinthians 3. We'll start reading in verse 12. 1 Corinthians 3, 12. The foundation, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So as we gather here today, the question before us is what I am doing with my life going to burn? Is it going to burn? Is what I'm doing gold, silver, precious stones? Is what I'm doing wood, hay, stubble? Our thoughts are drawn to these things as we consider what is temporary and what is permanent. Why invest in that which is temporary any more than we have to? The other day I was stacking up trees, cut some brush and small trees out of a ditch and going to burn some of them, and I'm laying them in this pile and I'm throwing them in this way, and I threw one in the wrong way. No, the base goes in first and the bush later. And I thought, really? I'm going to be burning it in a few minutes, and I want it all laid in order before I burn it. Some people read the Sunday paper and then put it all in order before they throw it away. Is it going to burn, is the question. What is temporary and what will last forever? Well, may I remind us all, first of all, that God is eternal. God is not temporary. God is everlasting. Psalm 90 and verse 2. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Our God is eternal. The Word of God is eternal. Psalm 119, 89, forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth, Jesus said, shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. God is eternal. The Word of God is eternal. Souls are eternal. Psalm 21, 4. God gives to man links of day forever and ever. Each of us seated here, standing here, you're going to live forever and ever. God's eternal, His Word's eternal, souls are eternal. Our future is eternal. Matthew 25, 46. Some go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So as we observe the Lord's table today, let us contemplate the words of Him whom we remember and whose own earthly life was brief. He died when He was about half my age. The Lord Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon where? Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.